It is Friday, February 14th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Panic, 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 danger, Will Robinson, panic, panic. It's Valentine's Day.
I'm like, why are we panicking? Let's not panic.
No, we're panicking because it's Valentine's Day, and if you haven't done anything yet, you are in a deep pile of dead leaves.
There's still time left in the day.
As a matter of fact, there is.
And the weekend, if you want to do that.
As a matter of fact, there is. And we had some great last-minute ideas in today's What's Up, so I want to share some of them with our listeners.
They will be most appreciative.
I think they will. And many of these are cheap.
Even more appreciative.
Okay, one of them is walk the walk. Take your sweetheart and find his or her name or his or her parents' name or your name on the senior walk at the university.
Oh.
It's free. You don't have to plan it, so it doesn't look like you didn't have a plan. And you can go to Ellis on campus and have breakfast from 7 to 11 on Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. lunch from 11 to 2 on Saturday, and brunch from 11 to 2 on Sunday. How's that for clever?
Very clever.
And you can go online to the University of Arkansas alumni website and find where that year would be mm-hmm. so you can take your person there.
Okay.
This one is really cool. At three times on Saturday, 11, 1, and 3, the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History is offering special tours of the Searcy House.
Which one's the Searcy House?
It's the 50s house that's next door to the museum.
Okay, yes.
They're going to be guided by April Griffith, who is assistant librarian, and she will read selections from Annabelle Applegate's letters to Lockwood Searcy in 1918.
Oh.
They were in their 20s, and they got married in the summer of 1919, and he was in the military in World War I. Very sweet. And here's how you can pass this off as something you planned forever.
Yes.
These tours came into existence just for us.
Oh.
They are especially for KUAF listeners and What's Up readers.
Okay.
So they didn't exist until this very moment.
Okay.
Champagne and chocolate.
Yes, I heard about this. It sounds like
at Heartwood Gallery.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Delicious.
From 4 to 8 today, there's live music, there's champagne and chocolate, and you can buy the gift there.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch what she's looking at. This is a plan.
It's a good plan.
And the last one is Ride the Sky. They are doing helicopter tours over the Fayetteville Square.
That's fun.
Arkansas Helicopter. You leave from the Springdale Municipal Airport, and let's see. It is $100 for a shorter version and $200 for a longer version.
Mm-hmm.
You can take as many as three passengers, but you can't exceed 550 pounds.
Okay.
So you and two of your thin friends. And you can call 365-3640 for reservations. And she might find out that you planned it on short notice, but as Kevin Kinder, our associate What's Up editor, says, she won't care. She'll be in a helicopter.
So lots of last-minute ideas for those of you needing it.
Or also this weekend, Bridge to Terabithia is on stage at Arts Live Theater mm-hmm. in Fayetteville. 7 today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday, and tickets are $6 to $8. Good People is on stage at Theater Squared. I'm a little worried about this being a happy show.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm not really sure
Is it billed as like a dramedy?
Yeah, a dramedy.
Okay.
About a lady named Margie she lives in South Boston. She's just been let go from another job. She's facing eviction. And she runs into an old fling.
Okay.
That she thinks might be her ticket out. It's okay. A David Lindsay A. Bear Tony Award winner. 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 and 7 Sunday. Tickets start at $10 at 443-5600. This show I'd love to see, Dixie Swim Club.
I'm not familiar with that one.
I wasn't either. It's a comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten, who wrote for TV's Golden Girls.
Oh, fun.
It's about five women who were on their college swim team,
uh-huh.
and they get back together every year. And so the play spans like 40 years.
Okay.
It starts when they're in their 20s and ends when they're in their 70s.
Okay.
It's at Fort Smith Little Theater, and it's at 7:30 today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday and again next weekend, and tickets are $10. What a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Death Trap wraps up this weekend at the Art Center of the Ozarks. Really fun. Really fun. It's at 7:30 today and tomorrow. No Sunday matinee. $20 for adults at 751-5441. Or if you're interested in music, there is a hometown jam at 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium, the Midwinter Jam with the Aerials, Sarah Hughes, the Medicine Man Show, the Josh Jennings Band, SX Rex, Kevin Riddle, and Spring Billy. Tickets are $12. $12. And you can get them at the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center or at the door.
Thank you, Becca, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too, my friend.
Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.